the International Summer School. Torquay is one of England's best kept secrets, where the sun is warm, the sand is soft, and the beaches are lined with tropical palm trees. It's the perfect place to relax and learn English. Welcome to Torquay Summer Camp, everyone, and welcome back to all of you who attended the International Summer School here last year. It's great to see all these new faces and a few old ones too. My name's Marina Vasey and I'm the Accommodation and Entertainment Secretary. Basically, that means I'm in charge of students' rooms and after-school activities. So my job is to make sure you're all happy with your rooms and that you settle comfortably. Now that you've all unpacked, I'd just like to run through the main rules. As you know, you'll be staying here for 2 months, so we do understand that you will want to put some decorations on your walls. That's fine. You can put posters and photos on the walls, but we do ask you not to use drawing pins. You should use safe tape, which you can buy at the reception. It's easy to use and it doesn't leave marks on the walls. On the subject of food and drink in your rooms, obviously you can take drinks, sweets and chocolate into your rooms. We have a small shop and the opening hours are from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. But eating proper meals in your rooms is not allowed. If you aren't eating in the canteen, you can make a light snack in one of the kitchens in your block, but you must not bring food into the bedrooms. Now music. You must not use your sound system after 10 p.m. Please be considerate about noise in the evenings. Most of you have brought your mobile phones with you. Obviously, you are allowed to use them in your rooms and in the garden. But we would like you to turn your mobiles off in class and in the dining rooms. You can invite your friends to your rooms, but your guests have to leave by 10 p.m. If you want to stay out after 10 p.m, you have to collect a front door key from my office. You will find a list of activities and excursions for the week outside my office. You don't have to take part in any of the after-school activities or excursions. If you are interested in any, you must sign up in my office at least 1 day in advance. Fishing in the lake is not allowed. If you want to use the boats or windsurfers, please ask a sports instructor first. He will be happy to help you. Thank you all for listening and I hope you all have a wonderful stay. the International Summer School. Torquay is one of England's best kept secrets, where the sun is warm, the sand is soft, and the beaches are lined with tropical palm trees. It's the perfect place to relax and learn English. Welcome to Torquay Summer Camp, everyone, and welcome back to all of you who attended the International Summer School here last year. It's great to see all these new faces and a few old ones too. My name's Marina Vasey and I'm the Accommodation and Entertainment Secretary. Basically, that means I'm in charge of students' rooms and after-school activities. So my job is to make sure you're all happy with your rooms and that you settle comfortably. Now that you've all unpacked, I'd just like to run through the main rules. As you know, you'll be staying here for 2 months, so we do understand that you will want to put some decorations on your walls. That's fine. You can put posters and photos on the walls, but we do ask you not to use drawing pins. You should use safe tape, which you can buy at the reception. It's easy to use and it doesn't leave marks on the walls. On the subject of food and drink in your rooms, obviously you can take drinks, sweets and chocolate into your rooms. We have a small shop and the opening hours are from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. But eating proper meals in your rooms is not allowed. If you aren't eating in the canteen, you can make a light snack in one of the kitchens in your block, but you must not bring food into the bedrooms. Now music. You must not use your sound system after 10 p.m. Please be considerate about noise in the evenings. Most of you have brought your mobile phones with you. Obviously, you are allowed to use them in your rooms and in the garden. But we would like you to turn your mobiles off in class and in the dining rooms. You can invite your friends to your rooms, but your guests have to leave by 10 p.m. If you want to stay out after 10 p.m, you have to collect a front door key from my office. You will find a list of activities and excursions for the week outside my office. You don't have to take part in any of the after-school activities or excursions. If you're interested in any, you must sign up in my office at least 1 day in advance. Fishing in the lake is not allowed. If you want to use the boats or windsurfers, please ask a sports instructor first. He will be happy to help you. Thank you all for listening and I hope you all have a wonderful stay. the International Summer School. Torquay is one of England's best kept secrets, where the sun is warm, the sand is soft, and the beaches are lined with tropical palm trees. It's the perfect place to relax and learn English. Welcome to Torquay Summer Camp, everyone, and welcome back to all of you who attended the International Summer School here last year. It's great to see all these new faces and a few old ones too. My name's Marina Vasey and I'm the Accommodation and Entertainment Secretary. Basically, that means I'm in charge of students' rooms and after-school activities. So my job is to make sure you're all happy with your rooms and that you settle comfortably. Now that you've all unpacked, I'd just like to run through the main rules. As you know, you'll be staying here for 2 months, so we do understand that you will want to put some decorations on your walls. That's fine. You can put posters and photos on the walls, but we do ask you not to use drawing pins. You should use safe tape, which you can buy at the reception. It's easy to use and it doesn't leave marks on the walls. On the subject of food and drink in your rooms, obviously you can take drinks, sweets and chocolate into your rooms. We have a small shop and the opening hours are from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. But eating proper meals in your rooms is not allowed. If you aren't eating in the canteen, you can make a light snack in one of the kitchens in your block, but you must not bring food into the bedrooms. Now music. You must not use your sound system after 10 p.m. Please be considerate about noise in the evenings. Most of you have brought your mobile phones with you. Obviously, you are allowed to use them in your rooms and in the garden. But we would like you to turn your mobiles off in class and in the dining rooms. You can invite your friends to your rooms, but your guests have to leave by 10 p.m. If you want to stay out after 10 p.m, you have to collect a front door key from my office. You will find a list of activities and excursions for the week outside my office. You don't have to take part in any of the after-school activities or excursions. If you are interested in any, you must sign up in my office at least 1 day in advance. Fishing in the lake is not allowed. If you want to use the boats or windsurfers, please ask a sports instructor first. He will be happy to help you. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you all have a wonderful stay.